From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter's on the other side of the glass doing a fabulous job, as is always the case. So we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Anna Hodgson is back. She's a field and forage crops educator at Penn State Extension. She literally spends her life in the field, making sure that farmers get the information they know, that people involved in home agriculture, smaller farms at their, or vegetable gardens at their homes, also get some assistance. And she's based out of Mifflinburg. And thank you so much for calling in. I very appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning.
I really appreciate it. So thank you so much for calling in. If we were to say that we could get a full review of the 2022 crop season for farmers, what would the answer be to that question?
Yeah, locally this year, the biggest issue was a drought, which I'm sure everyone out there is aware of. Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties in particular got hit the hardest. The drought we saw, you know, starting in like June and July especially, when our corn is trying to pollinate, affects the corn. It ended up in short corn stalks. We had some, you know, short stunted corn, small deformed corn ears, and in some places the corn ears never even developed, you know, patchiness throughout a field. Our soybeans, too, were hit pretty hard by the drought. And in general, I know Northumberland County area yields are easily 50% of what they are in a normal year. So that is hitting farmers pretty hard. Some other areas a little further out, I know rain was still an issue, but it was a little spotty. It seems like over like Columbia County, depending on where you were and if you got rain, that the yields haven't been quite as bad as, like I said, the Snyder Union and Northumberland area.
Yeah, we talked to the state agriculture secretary a number of weeks ago on this topic, and he said, for example, down in Lancaster and Dauphin County, a lot of those parts had sufficient and normal rain, and everything was satisfactory there. Locally, a 50% yield reduction in Northumberland County, what does that do to the quality of the remaining crop? How good is that, if you can summarize every crop that came out of the whole county, how good is that? What's the quality?
Right. Yeah, that is an issue as well. Obviously, the yields are lower with the smaller deformed corn ears that we're seeing. And as far as feed goes, I mean, especially silage. So when you're cutting the entire plant and fermenting it, the stalk and the ear, there isn't some corn grain in it, that's definitely going to affect the nutritional quality for the animals. And just quality in general, again, of those corn kernels, if they're smaller than usual and, you know, withered up and not as good as what we usually see.
Now, under those circumstances, is there an insurance or government help? It'd be hard to declare a widespread disaster area because of this. Any outside help?
Yes, there is. Most farmers use crop insurance, so I have heard of, you know, some fields locally that the crop insurance just completely zeroed out as a total crop loss. And then the county can declare a drought emergency with the state. So I know at least Northumberland County had filed a few months ago for that. I had helped write up the report for that through the USDA Farm Service Agency. They submitted that to the state. Then usually with those designations, like counties that are touching a county that's been declared in a drought emergency can also file for drought help. Yep.
Is there any crop that did well, any farm product that did well? You know, maybe Christmas trees or grapes. I have no idea what it would be, but anybody who didn't mind the dry weather.
I don't work with horticulture crops as much. We do have some horticulture educators with Extension. I know some of our horticulture crops were down too, from what I understand, about 30% or so in the Northumberland County area. some of our small grains did fairly well, you know, like wheat and barley and things, but those crops get harvested usually like early July, so before the drought was getting really bad.
Were there some areas where we started to get sufficient rain about a month ago? Were there any areas where the rain came in time?
I think there were. Like I said, I know the rain was spotty, but especially like Columbia County, some of the crops out there looked pretty decent considering the dry weather. And it just depended on if you got rain and at the right time. But definitely getting some rain this fall, we needed it. And it'll help with establishing our small grain crops. So again, like wheat and barley, it can help with our cover crop establishment as well over the winter.
What other opportunities are farmers enjoying these days? Is there anything that's going well? What other issues might they be facing? Any vectors or disease? What's impacting farmers these days, positively and negatively?
As far as issues go with like diseases and insects and weeds, we did have a little bit of insect pressure this past year. I only really heard of a few isolated insect outbreaks. Nothing really seemed to be widespread through our area, so that was a positive. And with the dry weather, our diseases remained pretty low since bacteria and fungi really thrive on wet conditions. So some of those diseases came back in the fall when we got some rain, but throughout the season we didn't have as much disease pressure as usual, so that was a positive.
Now we hear about the increase in fuel and fertilizer costs. Tell us about those.
Yeah, nitrogen is still, about double the price as, last year, and any of our farm inputs are going to affect, obviously, the price at the end of the day, our profit margins. Gasoline, I know, is up about 40 cents a gallon or so compared to a year ago. And it's not just, gasoline for equipment that we're thinking about with farming, but this time of year, we're drying down grain that we're harvesting from the field as well. So that can be some added costs if we're bringing in, corn that's at a higher percent moisture than what we need for storage. We have to dry it down. So those are definitely some things that are influencing our profit margins for farmers.
Have you seen, have you spoken to farmers for whom this is just not sustainable? You can't have drought, can't have these high costs, can't have low yields, that this is foreboding that they might not be able to stay in business.
I haven't heard from anyone that this is, the last straw and, the last thing that they're going to get out of farming. Farming has been difficult the past decade or so, especially for dairy farmers and the dairy industry in general. But, talking to some of the farmers, there's good years and bad years, and they're resilient, and we're hoping that next year will be better, obviously. But most of them have mentioned that they haven't seen a drought this bad in, decades. So it's been a while since we've had a drought this bad.
Yeah, we were 2 or 3 inches below normal during the heart of that as we entered into August. So that is a tough situation. Any creativity among field and forage crop farmers out there? I know sometimes other farmers can set up CSAs or go to farmers markets or use other ways to get their crops to market. That's much tougher for field and forage crops. Grains and wheats and so on are a little bit harder to sell on the roadside. So, any creativity out there? Anything good you're seeing that shows the farmers are taking advantage of modern times?
Most of our grain farmers, they're either, storing the grain, on their farm to get a better price, later in the year when during the fall we have an influx with everyone harvesting. But it just depends on, what kind of contracts that they've set up with a mill or some other grain buyer. I do know that some of the corn that was going to be used for grain, depending on how bad it was chopped for silage this year. So that was something that some farmers were doing to try to salvage what they had after the drought.
All right. And what are the crop prices that farmers are receiving these days?
Yeah. Corn's roughly about $7 a bushel, and soybeans are about $14. So these prices are within, I would say, a dollar or so of last year, but compared to 2020, these prices are almost twice as high. At least corn is twice as high. It was around like $3.50 or so back in 2020.
All right. Anything else to add? If we're doing a data down dump from Anna Hutchins, anything else that I haven't asked you?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. But
okay. That's a weird question anyway. All right. Well, thank you so much for your information and your help and the conversation. We appreciate these updates and try to give our audience some sort of a sense of what's going on out there in the world of agriculture. So, Anna, thanks for checking in. Always glad to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. It was good talking to you, too.
Anna Hodgson is a field and forage crops educator at Penn State Extension in Mifflinburg, and you can contact her at pennstate.extension.edu.